In central Wisconsin, major flooding is occurring along the Wisconsin River. We're getting an update on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Residents along the river in Columbia and Sauk counties have started evacuating due to flood water. The National Weather Service says the river crested at Portage Sunday night, slowly expected to drop back to flood stage by the end of the week. What's happening in your area? Are the rivers in your community nearing or at flood stage? How are you coping with an influx of showers and storms this week? The number to share your weather story is 800-642-1234. Let's get an update now from Max Saperis. He's a meteorologist for WKOW-TV in Madison. Max, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, where do we stand when it comes to storms and showers? What kind of activity are we seeing on the radar?
Well, in general, today we're in a quieting trend, and that's good because yesterday, of course, was very active for most of the state, especially central and southern Wisconsin, got in on lots of rain and storms. But overall, now most of the wet weather has exited, and we're dealing with a, again, quieting trend. We'll see increasing sun through the day, but that's only going to be a temporary reprieve. We're expecting more light rain Thursday and then possibly a storm system this weekend, which could bring possibly snow to northern Wisconsin. Not set in stone yet, but of course the active weather pattern continues with just little dry days in between.
Well, in terms of rainfall totals, where do we stand?
Rainfall totals overall, it's easy just to really compare things to average since we're talking statewide here. Over the last 3 months, the entire state of Wisconsin does have above average precipitation by at least an inch or two. But you go farther north and in central and parts of northern Wisconsin, they're running 4 to 12 inches above average. Again, that's just specifically with their liquid equivalent of snowfall and, of course, with the liquid precipitation as well. And the fact that we had that huge April snow system that brought up to a foot of snow near Wausau and Eau Claire, all that is now just making its way down the river. It's that annual migration of the water down the river. But it just seems to be worse this year. And it has a lot to do with the fact that we never really dried off from last year with all the wet weather we received with that historic flooding in the late summer and the fall, of course, as we all remember.
How is this affecting our rivers right now? What are you watching closely here?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's always the ebbs and flows of the news coverage through the spring. But right now what we're seeing is the worst is over for the Wisconsin rivers as you go through Juneau and down into Sauk County and Columbia County, too. So, but, of course, it's still close to the crest that you just mentioned that happened on Easter. And that was just a half foot away from their record set back in 2010. So these are not distant memories that we're going back to recall that historic flooding. This is really recent stuff here. So that was at 20.1 feet this weekend. But now it's falling slowly but surely. Still, though, even today in the major flood stage, by tomorrow will be in the moderate flood stage, the Wisconsin River, specifically in Portage. And that will continue to fall by next weekend below flood stage. So the Wisconsin River is going to see some serious improvements as we go this week. But of course, it flows downstream, and that causes more problems for the Mississippi River. So this is just going to be one thing after another until we can finally enter into a drier pattern. And of course, until and right now we deal with that snow melt. So it's just, we just can't catch a break, can we, Kate?
Well, you segue right into Mississippi. What does Mississippi flooding look like? I know I was in the Quad Cities recently, and I had a lot of difficulty getting from the Illinois side of the river to the Iowa side of the river. I mean, so many roads blocked off.
Yeah, I know. And everyone really on the upper Mississippi is dealing with that flooding, specifically along the Wisconsin border. The spine in the Mississippi River there. That right now is in the minor to moderate flood stage for the entire stretch of the west side of Wisconsin. But of course, as I mentioned before, especially the southern end of the Mississippi River on Wisconsin is going to be rising as the Wisconsin River flows into it. So again, all these riverways connect, right? So the Mississippi River over at Jamestown, so that's closer to Dubuque on the other side of the river, That's expected to rise to 22 feet this Saturday, and that's back into the major flood stage. And again, Kate, these are areas that already had major flooding within the last month or so, and they're going to experience major flooding again this weekend. And this all has to do with just the fact that we've been so wet, and again, that snow system that we got at the beginning of the month. So Jamestown, you'll be at flooding, at major flooding by Saturday. And at Prairie du Chien, so across the river from Gutenberg, that's where the gauge is, you'll be up to 22.9 feet by Friday. And you're still about 3 feet from the record. So we're not talking historically high crests like what we saw on the Wisconsin River over in Portage, which was, again, a half foot away from the record. But still, major flooding, and they already dealt with one of these major crests already. And that'll happen this weekend. And, of course, you reach your crest, and then it still takes a week or two for those waters to get back to normal levels. So it's going to be a really slow process, and something that your heart breaks because you hear all these conversations, or you have all these conversations with people that are affected. And a lot of them are saying, oh, we took on water just as recently as months ago. And just to see it happen again is really tough to see.
Talking with Max Saperis, he's a meteorologist at WKOW-TV in Madison, looking at flooding in Wisconsin and area states and getting a forecast of what's to come. Max, when we see day after day of rainfall, perhaps in the forecast here, consecutive days, does that have an impact on the water level in the rivers, or is it more of this upstream snowmelt that is the bigger issue?
Yeah, Kate, you know, it all goes together, right? But the snow melt is really what was driving the rise in the waters. And I think the easiest way to describe it is the rain is really just adding insult to injury and causing the slower falling process. So the computer models and the River Forecast Center, they update these graphs that show how long it takes through time for the rivers to rise and fall. And as I've been checking over the last couple of days, let's talk specifically on the Wisconsin River at Portage. Because of the rain that we got yesterday, which was, again, about an inch to, or I'm sorry, a half inch to an inch across the board, and hot spots got more. And we actually just had a flood watch in northeast Wisconsin from Stevens Point up to Green Bay. That has expired. That's canceled, rather, because, of course, the rain is done. But what that allows to happen is a slower fall. So I've been seeing that the Wisconsin River at Portage has been holding in the major flood stage for a little bit longer than what the initial forecasts were trying to depict. And that's because of the additional rainfall that we're receiving. So luckily, Thursday doesn't look like too big of a deal with our next little rain system. But this weekend, yeah, Saturday, we could have more high liquid precipitation totals out of that.
Well, let's segue from liquid precipitation over to,
sure,
can any one of us get a little bit of heat here? We would love some spring. We did get a hint of spring this past weekend. When will temperatures start to warm up?
Yeah, Madison saw their first 80 degree temperature reading, and that was on of the year. Yep, that was on Sunday. So yeah, we're going to get back to 80 anytime soon, especially in southern Wisconsin, where we're just tasting spring a little more consistently now than farther north, right? Big old state. So it looks like we're just going to be in a milder stretch here. We really got our taste this past weekend, and now it's going to be more seasonal. So at least in southern Wisconsin today, more like around 60 versus the 70s of yesterday. And then we'll kind of have these little ups and downs, but no serious warm-up. And the reason why is because of the active pattern, which just tends to, you know, as the little cold fronts slip through, they just reinforce the milder trend. So nothing cold for sure, but also looks like it will be a more of a milder week and more seasonal for the rest of the week. But of course, as I mentioned, though, Kate, as we go into this weekend, this is not set in stone by any stretch of the imagination, but there is a chance that we could get at least some snow in far northern Wisconsin as another low pressure system moves in. Of course, just all depends on the track, but it could be another active weekend. And of course, when you mention snow, that doesn't sound like a warm day either.
not going in the right direction, Max.
No,
but we'll have to.
It's springtime in Wisconsin. Yep.
We'll have to end it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Max Zaparis is a meteorologist at WKOW-TV in Madison. We've been talking about flooding along the Wisconsin River and forecasts looking ahead. Coming up, we're talking about pet rescues in distress situations like puppy mills with the head of the Wisconsin Humane Society. Have you ever adopted a rescue animal before? What was the process like? How did the animal change your life? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.